Hello and welcome to Self-Love Sessions, the podcast. I'm Dr. Elsie Blass from elsieblass.com, and today we're just going to touch base and check in the temperature in the room, make sure you're doing good, you're feeling good, and give you some tips that you need for your life. Now, by the time you listen to this, it will be Sunday. But yesterday was my birthday, which was Thursday, the 25th, and I am officially 42 years old. Yay, I made it. So many things about that, so many layers. Now, in my lifetime, I could have passed away quite a few times based off of the different scenarios and the things that took place. And I am still here, and I thank God for today. I thank God for another day to experience and enjoy this beautiful life and this beautiful world. I know it has its ups and downs. I know it has its BS situations. I know it has lots of different negative aspects of it. And there are, however, so many positives that if we allow it to outweigh the negative, we can experience this life in a more peaceful place. A lot of the things that happened that were negative in my life were self-inflicted because I participated and entertained things that I really shouldn't have, and I did it for too long. And so there's that aspect. And then you have the other thing, right? Like the way people drive on the road, and you're like, really, does this have to exist? The crime, the losses, all the things, right? But I am focusing on the positives. I'm focusing on the fact that I still get another day here. I still get to do it right. I still get to make it right. I still get to show up in a powerful premium way. I still get to help people. I still get to be a voice. I still get to see my family. I still get to participate in the life of my kids as much as it is allowed. I still get to be here. And I'm so grateful that you and I are still here. And for those of you who are listening, if you're new, or if you've been, you know, part of the self-love journey for a while with me, I want to thank you for being here today. I know that life is not easy, and I know that you come for answers, you come for clarity, you come for wisdom, you come for knowing what to do next and how to participate in your life in a magical, premium way. And I'm here to help you do that. That's my goal. So if you're new, welcome. We will be starting Self-Love Sunday. It is a series. I don't know how long I will do it for. Right now we're recording about 4 to 8 episodes. We're just going to test it out, see how it does. And later on today, I'm going to be recording, so I'm really excited. I love it so much. I feel like it's definitely something I want to do on the regular, but I just want to put a test out, a little season, a series, and see how that transpires in the world. So I was inspired by Self-Love Sunday because I do Self-Love Sunday for myself. And Self-Love Sunday is really you recharging, taking care of yourself, preparing yourself for the following week, diving in to you and enjoying your day. You know, doing things that make you feel good and don't rob you of your life, because I know Monday you got to get back into the flow of things. Unless you work at home or you work for yourself, sometimes the days can seem like a blur. I know. And so for those of you who are going back into your work week or your week, or you're like, okay, here I go again, a new fresh week is upon us. What can I do this week to enhance my life? What can I do this week to get out of the cycle that's in my mind? What can I do this week to break free? And I'm here to tell you that breaking free is very, is that a word? Let me see if this is a word. It just popped into my mind. And sometimes it's a word and sometimes it's not. Sometimes I'm like, most of the time it's a word. I'm like, I didn't even know that word existed. Okay. Wow, guys. This word actually exists, ecliptical. And it means of speech or writing using or involving ellipsis, especially so as to be difficult to understand. Using or involving ellipsis, especially so as to be difficult to understand. Okay, what is the meaning of elliptical? I thought I said ecliptical. Maybe, am I in the right word? Okay. So let's dive in to today's episode. I know that this is a fresh week for you and you're like, where do I go from here? Remember, we said that last week. Where do I go from here? What am I doing? What am I doing next? And it really depends on where you are in your life. Okay, so let's break down a few scenarios and characteristics of where you might be in your life. If one of the things that I share with you doesn't hit home, don't worry, I'm coming for you next, okay? So let's trust the process. I pray and ask God to participate in this episode. And I thank God so much for allowing us, you and I, to come together in this episode and really make a difference in your life. Okay, get your journal ready, your pen and paper, your smart device, just in case I say something good and you want to write it down, or you want to write something down that you want to play with later in your mind or during your journaling and self-love time, okay? Or you can play with it now and pause and play me, so that you can dive in deeper into what we'll be sharing. Okay, so scenario numero uno. I know I gotta get my Spanish straight. My Spanish is rough. So, okay, the first scenario is let's look at love, okay? And then we'll look at business, we'll look at sales and marketing, we'll look at parenting. We're gonna look at different scenarios. So I won't stay on one topic too long, just so you can get some of the juice, or we'll see. I'm gonna go with God right now and play with the timing of what I'm about to share. So first thing with love, where do I go from here? Okay, let's take a step back. Let's start with self-love, okay? Because it always starts with self-love. So we're sitting and we're looking at our life, we're looking at our self-love, and we're like, where am I weak in myself? Am I weak in my self-confidence? Am I weak in my lack of ability to trust myself? Am I weak in my choices? I keep choosing something, and after I choose to go in this direction with this person, place, or thing, I then realize that I shouldn't have participated in that, or I shouldn't have continued in that. And what that does is it hurts your self-esteem. So then we're going to say, okay, well, I'm weak in my self-esteem. I need to build up my self-esteem. So you're really identifying where should my focus be? If your relationship is broken, if your relationship is challenged, if your relationship is not up to par, or you're in a toxic or unhealthy relationship, you don't start with trying to fix the relationship. You don't start with trying to fix the situation and the scenario. Same is true for business and all the other things, okay? Just kind of keep that across the board here. Our first stop is, how can I build up my self-worth and my self-confidence and maybe even my self-esteem, because it's weak in that area? Again, this question for self-love, it's such a foundational piece that you can transfer it to your career. You can transfer it to everything. I was going to say sales and marketing, because you might be weak and lack confidence in your messaging. You might lack confidence in how to increase revenue. Oh my gosh, there is a scripture. It's Isaiah 48:13. Or 15, one of those. And it says that God is a God who teaches you how to profit. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, in every business, we want to profit. In our relationships, we want to profit. We want a return on our investment of time, energy, money, resources. Well, go to God and spend time with God and ask God, how do I profit? How do I change this experience? How do I break free? Help me. I've done many, many prayers of help me and how to's. Help me and how to. Help me, how to. Help me, how to. And I'll sit there with a pad and pen, and I will listen out to what I'm hearing and I'll write it down. If I'm not getting anything, if I'm not receiving anything, then I do know that within 72 hours, whatever it was that I needed, the information that I needed, the tip, the next step will come to me. I just have to chill out and relax, release it, and know that it's going to come. And I promise you, usually like within 3 days, what I need, the information has been provided, or there are some options for me to choose so that I can entertain and research and learn and have like 9 browsers open and then have them open for like a week and then realize I should probably close them out and restart my computer so that I can enhance the performance of my laptop or my computer. So there's that piece. Okay, so before we look at love or relationships, we look at self-love, right? We're like, who do I need to be in order to step into? So, okay, let's go to relationships. So you're in this toxic relationship and you're like, I'm weak in this. This person has a leg up. This person has, I'm always behind this person. This person always has control over me, manipulating, and I always submit to it. Why are you submitting to it? Why are you allowing? And we don't feel bad. We don't apply shame to this experience, okay? We're just identifying. We're just asking these questions like, why do I allow this? Why don't I have a leg up on this? My question to you would be, how can you get a leg up? You might have information that you know about this person and you can use it as leverage to say no. Because this situation exists, because I know it exists, now you have to submit to me. So if you know, and we submit to one another, but if this person is toxic and you're trying to make your way out of it, you have to start building your own life. And sometimes this can be dangerous for a lot of people. So use this, this consult very carefully, okay? Because you might have to play the game, their game, until you get out. Okay, so sometimes you have to play their game until you get out. Keep playing their game. As you play your game, you're going to keep feeling like crap about yourself because you keep submitting to the game, their game. But don't. Know that there's a method to the madness and you are on your way out and you have a plan that they know nothing about and you're a schemer and you're allowing them to think that they have a hand over you, but they really don't. Technically, energetically, they're still submitting to you, but they just don't know it. You don't realize it, but that's what's happening. So, and this can feel toxic in and of itself, but unfortunately, sometimes you have to play in the toxicity so that you can remove, until you remove yourself. While you're in the toxicity and working your way out, you are building yourself up in secret. You are building yourself up in silence. When they're not around, they can't really control where you go, what you do, how you do it, because they're so interested in their life. They're so interested in being toxic or being preoccupied with whatever it is they're being preoccupied with. Allow that to exist for them and for you, and you build yourself up in secret and take care of yourself openly when they're not around. And that means that you take care of your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, your physical health. That means that if they don't want you going to the gym, you go to the gym anyway when they're not around. If that means that, you know, they want you to feel weak emotionally when they're not around, you're listening to podcasts, you're listening to you hired a coach, you hired a therapist. You know, if you have I don't know what your finances might be, but even if you're experiencing or you have a relationship right now temporarily with DCF, please utilize that. They pay for a therapist. They cover that. I know for a fact, because that's where I was at when my kids were little. And now my son, he just turned 15, and my daughter, she'll be 21 this year. So this, I have a history of trying to figure it out outside of the different scenarios that I've been in to accomplish my goal, which is to enhance myself in secret so that I can thrive openly. you can do workouts at home. You can purchase things. You can have someone stay with your children if you have children, and go take care of yourself. Go for walks. Go to a local gym, you know, especially if your car is not being tracked or you're not being tracked in other ways. And please check your vehicles. A lot of people don't think about that, but check your vehicles. You just want to make sure, you know, check underneath. Take a nice look with your, you know, your flashlight on your phone, and just ensure. Okay, so that's toxic relationships. I just wanted to kind of cover that to thrive when in secret. Okay, that's what you're going to be doing. So your job this week is to say, how can I thrive in secret this week? How can I thrive? What can I work on? How can I enhance myself? How can I elevate my self-love? How can I build up my self-worth? And maybe even, because when I was in a toxic relationship, one of the questions was, how can I build up my self-worth and how can I build up my net worth? So what can I start? What can I sell? What can I do to even bring in a little bit of something just to give me more confidence in building a business? It gives you something to focus on, because what you focus on expands. And if you keep focusing on what they're not doing right and what they're doing wrong, you're going to lose the opportunity and that time and energy to focus on you building your net worth or self-worth. And that's, you know, I don't want to share this live because people might have a thing about it. I personally believe that the devil is real. That's just, this is my thought, right? Like, this might not be true for you, but I truly believe that. I've encountered him for myself, or this deity for myself many, many times since I was a child. And so I know that this, well, for me personally, I know that this deity exists. And I'm not deity to put him on a throne or anything like that, but this energy, so, you know, this energy and a spirit. And yeah, so the dude is crazy. I got to give it to him. He knows what he's doing. He will come to distract you and keep you focused on some silly ass shit. Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that like that. Some silly stuff. Keep you focused on those things so that you can't move ahead in your own personal life, because you're so concerned with what this person is doing or not doing that you don't build up your own life and you don't get out of the toxicity and the cycle. You end up staying in it because you're so focused on it. If you focus outside of it and focus on yourself and your net worth or your self-worth, then you will be able to thrive and come out of this. Obviously, there's going to be more times and opportunities to get you to fumble in your brain and go back into a cycle. This is with anything. It doesn't have to be a toxic relationship, but business or, you know, your life. There's such a focus on lack and shame and loss and negative aspects of your life. It will keep you focused on that. And when you're focused on that, you can't move ahead as fast or as much, or even if at all, because you're so focused on the negative aspects of your life that you're not able to move ahead or move ahead in the way that you want to. And it just keeps positioning you to experience lack and discomfort instead of thriving and moving forward. Obviously, there's something that God wants for you to do. There's a level of freedom that you can provide yourself or you can provide other people. And a lot of the times that's what causes a lot of these distractions, because it stunts our development. So keep that in mind. Okay, let's move on to career, business, making money. Everything I just shared with you qualifies and classifies in this aspect as well. The dude likes to distract. Your biggest downfall in life will be distractions. Even people who look hot, who are a waste of your energy and time. Pure distraction. Don't entertain it. Now, if they're hot and they're aligned with you, that's different. But I'm talking about things that aren't aligned. They are distractions. I need you to start looking in your life this week and saying, where do I get distracted? What distracts me? Is it social media? Is it me always thinking that I'm tired or exhausted and I'm not able to perform in my side work, right? What distractions are participating in that? What's limiting me? What's holding me back? So I thought I was going to get deeper into those other aspects. Maybe sales and marketing, it's the same. Your distraction would be, I'm not confident. I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I need to fix my face. I need to fix my eyes. I need to fix my forehead. I need to fix my teeth. I need to fix my lips. I need to fix my body. I hear this all the time. Don't allow things to hold you back from showing up in a powerful premium way. Go after your dreams. Go after what you want and go after what you're aligned, and don't allow distractions to exist for you. Minimize the distractions. Kill the distractions. Mute the distractions. Snatch the distractions from your core and throw them away. And the biggest impact that you can make on your life today is to start having a relationship with your brain and telling your brain what you're going to focus on rather than what it's trying to focus on, because it's trying to solve a problem and it's trying to fix things or have you go in cycles and circles so you can find a way out. But you notice, like, I just keep going around in circles here. I'm not finding a way out. Closing this, have a relationship with your brain. Love yourself and work on talking to your brain and telling your brain, hey, gently and lovingly, I know that you keep wanting to focus on this. I know that you keep wanting to think about this. I know you keep wanting to work this out in your head, but I need you to get me to build my self-worth, and I need you to focus on helping me build my net worth. That's what I want for you to focus on. A couple of minutes to seconds to hours from now, your brain will try to do it again, take you back in the cycle. Lovingly talk to your brain, bring it right back into position. You are the leader, you are the alpha. Your brain has to submit to you, your heart has to submit to you, your body has to submit to you. Start speaking to the things that need to submit to you and stop submitting yourself to your body parts, because you are the alpha of the pack. Your spirit, your energy runs the show. So get into alignment, get in position, take a nice deep breath, roll your shoulders up, back, and down. Put your chin in the air and get in position, because you're about to take control of your life and do the damn thing. I love you with all my heart. Thank you so much for listening to Self Love Sessions. I'm Dr. Elsie Blass from elsieblass.com. And again, if you haven't already, go into the show notes and click on the YouTube and subscribe now, because we will be starting Self Love Sunday very, very soon. Bye for now, and I will talk to you in our next episode.